This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast, to reach the bell tower, the heroes must first face off against gruesome enemies.
Ogres are the most perverse, wicked, vile, depraved creatures. They're very satisfying to kill.
Baron and Della light it up.
But he's going to shoot a flare cartridge into these guys.
From her position of safety right now, she's going to cast Shocking Grasp.
Who do you think you are?
Galabras takes to the sky.
I said cast Fly on myself.
Giant Galabras.
And Barry Connick Jr. gets viciously, mercilessly, ruthlessly...
He'll stay.
...mocked.
I'm afraid he's going to die.
I have,
Like everything else I've loved.
The adventure continues.
I just want Barry Connick Jr. to be, like, an important character and not a complete waste like you're playing.
Now.
What's up, everybody? This is Troy coming at you live. That's not true. This is a pre-recorded intro. Actually, Matthew was supposed to do the intro this week, but I didn't like the quality of it, so I threw it out because you, the listeners, deserve better than Matthew's overpronounced P's. I want to give a shout out this week to Ryan Stone, Garrick from The Indoorsman, and I'm probably going to butcher this, but Stefan Lukacs. Is that right? I'm sorry if it's wrong. For all the amazing artwork you've been sending us. I never thought people would send in artwork, but yet here we are, and it's blowing our minds. So if you have any artistic talent whatsoever, please keep sending it to us because it's our favorite thing that we get. We want to send some good thoughts out to Andrew, who just went through some adenoidal tonsil surgery recently. He is a DM to his great uncle, George Pendergast, and we're sending you good thoughts, buddy. May all your fortitude saves be natural 20s. Another shout out to Brian Spickerman, and again, I'm probably going to butcher this, but Peter Boach, I like that one better, for the amazing analyses you've done of the podcast. They went through and they figured out all of the kills, all of the damage done, all of the channels, bits of luck, etc., etc., etc. Really amazing stuff. We'll eventually get it up on the Tumblr, but right now it's on our Facebook page, so check it out. That is Above and Beyond the Call of Duty. Some surprising numbers in there. Who knew Lork had as many kills as he did, as well as many natural ones. Thank you guys for all the house rules you sent in for our core rulebook giveaway contest. That has closed, and we'll be announcing the winners pretty soon and putting the new house rule into effect. But make sure you keep sending in your ultimate intrigue entries because that contest will be closing soon as well. All right, I've rambled long enough. Let's jump right into this. Episode 63, for all you Woody Allen fans out there, Bullets, Ogre Broadway.
I am amazed you guys have got this deep into the fort without a single rogue in your party. The only way this was probably possible was to make some sort of alliance with the orcs. And now here you are.
Alliance.
Yeah, what kind of an alliance is it?
Tenuous?
Deadly. Tenuous at best.
Deadly alliance.
So now you guys have... You went through the secret doors. You avoided as best you could those traps, although Baron caught a little scythe to the face.
Think.
And then you went up to the top of the guard tower, kind of checked things out, came back down, and now you're on the inn. You're in the inner courtyard where you hear screaming. Della vanishes, goes over there and looks around the corner and sees four ogres torturing an orc by pulling its arms and legs off. It's just like, God, why? And you would think, putting two and two together, this is most likely one of Kargik's men that he sent in as a spy. Mm-hmm. And they found him, and they're torturing him.
It's like a lullaby for that sleeping giant on the roof. It's like...
That's right. There is a giant, hill giant, that Galabras saw, and you guys saw as well when you went to the top of the guard tower, drowsily sleeping next to a pile of rocks on top of the center buildings in the fort, which you guys don't know what's going on in there. You know there's a keep to the southwest. You know there's a bell tower to the northwest. You know East is the barbican and the bear fighting pit, but what's going on in the middle of the keep, you're not quite sure. There are what looks like, you know, four or five rooms from your map, but that is to your right, off in the distance around the corner. And now that I have the map out here, you see not terribly far away are the ogres, and they are basically blocking your pathway to the bell tower, which is your immediate goal to try and reconnect with Calrion Blix's ancestor, the ghost of her ancestor, as it were.
We should explain, too, ogres in Pathfinder are unique to other previous iterations of them. They make very clear that ogres in this game are the most perverse, wicked,
vile,
gross, vile, depraved creatures. I've played in games with them a lot, and it's they're so disgusting, like beyond stuff that we should probably even be doing on this podcast. It's like stuff we'd probably get in trouble for describing.
But you can do the math. Those ogrekin that you fought up top are the inbred results of what these ogres do.
Yeah, yeah. There's incest. They're awful. So they're very satisfying to kill.
Right.
I find, personally.
Yeah, Lork that finds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In case anyone was having misgivings.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now you're, here you are, Della, Baron, Galabras, Lork, and Barry Connick Jr. Who brings a bear into an orc?
we could have brought a horse.
Imagine if you did bring the horse. Bring Reggie.
Della's just sitting on horseback in the middle of the courtyard.
Going through the secret doors on horseback.
Canter. Trot.
It's a weapons on it.
Cast silence on his hooves. Clip, clap, clip, clap.
And now, here you are. Let's do this. Roll for initiative.
Oh, I wasn't prepared for that. Actually wasn't.
I just rolled a natural 20.
Oh! On your neon die?
On my neon die.
Where is my neon die? There she is.
Damn it.
There's the old lass. If you guys are ever thinking about something to buy me for a national DM day, buy me new dry erase markers.
We're actually going away for the 3-day weekend that weekend.
Damn it.
So I won't see you. we're going to Hilton Head.
All right.
Hang with the family.
Who got over 20?
27.
Della got a 27. All right.
20 for Lork.
20 for Lork. Anybody else in the 20s? What'd you get there, Baron?
15.
15 for Baron. And Galabras?
I got a 1.
Oh, Gal.
No initiative bonus?
So there goes my plan. Knock yourselves out, guys. I'll catch up later.
Knock yourselves out, guys. Literally. Yeah. In Lork's case.
Now, depending on how you guys want to do this, I would say you were going to get some sort of surprise round if you could pass a stealth check. But most likely, at this point, you know, they're distracted, so I'm just going to say you guys have a surprise round. And knowing what we know now, you can either do a move or a standard action. And here we go, Della.
So for the surprise round, Della is going to cast Shield.
Oh, little AC bonus?
Little AC bonus.
Okay, so just boom.
Like a glowing shield appears between her and any interposer.
I like that. Lork.
Does he have a clear shot at these guys?
I would say he certainly has a clear shot on the foremost ogre.
Okay. And I would assume that I can't... I can't do a full attack action, so I can do one shot.
Correct.
Not 100% sure it's worth it, but... whatever. I'm gonna shoot him with an arrow.
Okay.
All right. Lork draws back the bow.
And we should be clear also, these are large creatures. So you guys, just looking at the map right now, you look so small in comparison to these ogres.
Yeah, they are very large. All right. Lork fires. Natural 2. and alerts them all to us being here.
Come on, man.
How do you miss a giant ogre that doesn't even know you're there?
That does bring up a good point. There is a sleeping ogre on the top of this roof next to a pile of rocks.
Sleeping hill giant.
Sleeping hill giant.
Correct.
Do we want to deal with him first?
It's too late.
Too late.
Too late. Lork hates ogres.
I'm sure this
so much.
Guys, I'm sure this battle won't make a ton of noise. Barry Connick Jr.
He'll stay.
Stay, Barry. Stay. Baron.
Baron's going to empty one of the barrels of his gun as a standard action. And as a free action, he's going to load one of the barrels with a flare cartridge.
Ooh, okay.
And that has the area of effect that might dazzle everyone.
Ooh, I'm already dazzled. And as the last person in the surprise round, Galabras, what would you like to do?
So I take it we're not going to try to keep this a secret.
Yeah.
Sounds like it'd be very difficult to do.
I mean, Lork might have missed so badly, they don't even know they were shot at.
Well, yeah, but I was going to cast, I was going to cast silence on the foremost ogre.
I'm down. Whatever you want to do.
I mean, it's worth a shot.
I'm going to try that.
All right, so you're going to cast silence on the ogre itself.
Yeah.
And now, does it get a save?
Yeah, it's a DC 15 save.
Will
save.
13.
Yeah, all right. All right, then.
So what happens? It can't.
Everyone in that radius, that 15 foot radius, they get a save as well.
20 foot radius. Yeah, so that's pretty much all of them.
So that one fails. That one is immediately silent, and now all the rest around them are trying to see if they're going to be silent as well.
Right.
Well, they don't know.
Pass.
They know.
They do.
Fail. Pass. So, so basically, the foremost ogre is silent, and the one in the middle, who is closest to the bell tower, is also silent. All right. Making use of Galabras' new favorite spell. Round one, Della. I should let you know, when Lork let loose that arrow, it turned around and now sees you.
No.
Della is going to move up 30 feet.
Okay.
And cast Long Arm.
Long Arm?
What is that?
Ooh.
The Long Arm of the Law?
My arm, it grows 5 feet, and now I have 10-foot reach.
What?
Ew, that's a gross image.
That is a weird thing to picture.
She's already super tall and skinny. It's like...
Della keeps getting weirder and weirder.
You're like
swift action, like my scimitar on fire.
Oh, boy. Long Arm. The Long Arm of the Law. Lork.
Lork is going to do a full attack action rapid shot. So that's three shots with his bow.
Three shots with the bow. Okay. Three chances at a one.
Three chances at a one. at the foremost ogre who I missed, he turns. And I'm like, oh, crap. And then I pull out three arrows. First shot, 23.
Hit.
Nice.
Hit. Does 11 points of damage.
Ooh, that's nice.
Baby.
Next shot, same roll, 23.
Hit.
Does 8 points of damage.
Oh, man.
Nice. And then third shot, miss. Natural two.
Pretty good, though.
Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good.
20. Yeah, like 24 damage or something. No, 19, right?
Nice job. Almost 19 points of damage, and it looks pretty hurt.
Yeah.
Swoop, swoop. This thing, you know, they got warts on their head. They're these big, burly creatures. I'll put some pictures up. I have two different ogre Pathfinder pawns there that are pretty cool.
They're so awful.
And then I'm going to take a 5 foot step closer to them.
These are gross. Barry Connick Jr.
He is going to stay for the moment.
Wow. You know, it's interesting. Ever since Ben Vereen died, I noticed you basically...
I'm very cagey about sending...
You don't let Barry do too much.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it just for fear of him dying and his curse, your curse rubbing off on him?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I think back to the... not the Owego fight, the Bramblebrite fight. That was a large creature with reach. It got two attacks of opportunity as Barry closed on it, and he just immediately went unconscious.
Yeah. You know what? Someone, a couple of our listeners pointed out a while ago, and this is something I keep forgetting to look up. I don't think the same action can provoke multiple attacks of opportunity for someone that has combat casting.
Combat reflexes, excuse me. Yeah, you cannot get more than one attack of opportunity against the same move action.
Oh.
So, even if you're moving through two threatened squares?
Yeah. Right.
Oh.
Yeah. It's two separate actions can... Two different actions.
So if you move and provoke and then, like,
draw.
That makes so much sense. I never knew that.
Yeah, that changes everything.
Yeah. You know, the whole point of combat reflexes is that, you know, you can get attacks of opportunity from multiple people coming at you. Like, if Baron runs in, boom, attack of opportunity. And then if Lork runs in and it has combat reflexes, it also gets another attack. You shouldn't be able to... You could outright kill someone if you had a super high dex score and you have four attacks of opportunity and they're just trying to move in on a huge creature. Hit, 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 hit. Dead.
Right.
So that does make
That's
sense.
What happened to Barry, yeah. But, well, now I know that. I'll send him in.
That's happened to Gormley.
I just want Barry Connick Jr. to be, like, an important character and not a complete waste like you're playing.
Well, you also have to realize that we are still very far from them. So, you know, I send Barry Connick Jr. in. He is really alone with four ogres.
Right.
I'm waiting to see what they do. I've made the opening salvo, hit him with an arrow. Let's see what they do. Where do they form up? I'm going to use Barry. Don't worry.
Okay.
There is a really good feat for high-level barbarians called Come and Get Me, where you put your chin out, and if an opponent attacks you during their turn with a melee attack, you get to resolve an attack of opportunity against theirs before they hit you, and you can do it as many times as they attack you and as many... So I have a barbarian that can strike someone five times in a row as they hit me.
Wow, that's a cool feat. Baron, you're up.
Baron moves 20 feet closer.
Okay. Baron's far away at this point. This is not his his prime place to do some gunslinging, but he's going to do his best.
So I'm outside of my first range increment of 20 measly feet. So Baron, knowing that they're still coupled up, and unfortunately his flare will be a little bit quieter than a normal bullet, but he's going to shoot a flare cartridge into these guys.
Okay, so this is you're shooting at the first one, or you're shooting in the middle of them to like try and blind them?
I don't see how I could shoot it. I mean, it's going to be a 20-foot radius around the first one.
Okay.
So it's still going to hit them.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I think that'll affect...
So this is a negative...
That'll affect the other two, not the one around the corner if it hits.
Right, so this is a negative two to my roll. We turn off deadly aim. So I'm going to be a plus 10 on this roll.
Plus 10.
Oh...
Misfire.
Oh, no! And a possible fumble. All right, so roll to see if you fumble.
22.
All right, no fumble, but a misfire.
Misfire.
Misfire. Kill the son of a bitch.
Now, what happens with a flare cartridge and a misfire?
It's the same thing.
Does it explode in your face and blind the entire
Baron's blind again!
His whiskers are on fire.
Boom.
What a great image. Made his face.
If Baron gets blind again, Matthew better start rolling up another character.
Yeah.
Okay, no, misfire.
I can cure it now.
That's right.
All right. It's the ogre's turn.
Oh, man.
So silent but deadly here comes up towards Della. So let's see here. It's within 10 feet of Della, and it swings a great club at Della. 10.
Miss.
Actually, you don't hear anything because it's silent. Now, that...
you have to roll a will save now to not be silenced also.
Oh, so that aura of silence remains around
it? Remains
it?
Around the... Yeah.
20.
Okay, you're good.
Okay. Oh, wow, that's crazy. All right. And now once you've passed on it, you don't have to keep rolling on it.
No.
But I think Baron might be within range of it as well.
Can I voluntarily fail it?
No, it's anything, like your gun will be silent.
Okay.
Yeah.
You would make a save to see if you could speak.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. And the other three ogres, now they see what's going on, they're going to start closing the distance. And it is Galabras' turn.
I'm gonna load my crossbow as a move action, as part of a move action, and I'm going to fire at the silenced man.
Okay, this first guy's getting all the heat.
20.
Hit! All right. Galabras!
And, pew. 5 points of damage.
5 points of damage.
Nice.
That's crossbow?
Yep.
Hits it.
Bolt.
And no one hears anything. All right. Round two. So far, so good. But now, if you look at this, this looks horrifying. These four huge creatures are coming at you. The first guy has taken the brunt of the damage, but now his three buddies are behind him, one of which is silent, and they're coming after you. Della.
Am I within 10 feet?
You are with that long arm.
Long arm. I'm gonna.
What a great use of that spell, because now you don't have to provoke by moving up into it. And you know what, Matthew? I'm going to give you a bottle cap.
All right.
Oh. And nice. It's time, I think. We've had this for a little while.
Yeah.
And, you know,
you never give bottle caps.
I give out far too many bottle caps. So it's about time that we have these beautiful, professionally made ones by one of our listeners.
Mr. Jeff Allen.
These are beautiful. We have some with the exploding die from our logo, some with the actual glass cannon logo itself, and then some with the pictures of the characters, and one with a picture of Tom Exposition, just for me. So you get this bottle cap.
He also sent us
an
autographed picture of Paula Poundstone with a personalized message from her to Galabras, which is a very obscure early reference. And he also sent a Blu-ray of Jurassic Park addressed to Troy.
This is all to celebrate our 1-year anniversary.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we've been seeing out of for a while, because Troy won't actually give up all kinds.
Yeah, yeah.
I gave the DVD to Joe, though. All right.
Nice try, Jeff. He's never going to watch it.
All right, Della.
Your heart was in the right place.
Thank you.
Swing away. I just imagine this, like, you're like a comic book character now. Right. A flaming scimitar.
Right.
I'm also going to use a swift action to spend an arcane pool point to keen my scimitar.
What? Who do you think you are? You're positive you can keen, right? You're of a level to use keen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Peachy keen.
And is it for a minute?
For 1 minute.
The reason I ask is I think there's like, you can use flaming and you can use ice and whatnot, and then you get to a higher level.
Keen is just a +1 bonus.
All right, then keen away.
So the weapon
is going to expand its crit range.
I'm also
15 to 20.
Using a brand new die that my students, Sean, Nick, and Dan got for me as a gift.
So uh-oh.
If this doesn't roll.
Natural one on the way.
Yeah, if this is a fumble, they're fired.
Oh my God, no. You're a prophet.
Natural one.
I knew it. I knew that
you
was going to happen.
You cannot script this stuff.
That I knew is that was amazing.
Yeah, they're fine.
You could tell it was coming. You could see it
You're worthless students.
Do you have you don't have multiple attacks yet?
I don't have multiple attacks.
Roll to confirm the fumble.
Oh, right.
I'm using a different die.
That decapitate card is still out there somewhere.
24.
Does not confirm the fumble. Just a miss. Give me that bottle cap back.
Okay, and then for my move action,
I'm going to flee with all haste.
I'll take a 5-foot step back.
5-foot step back. Okay. Interesting move.
I'm trying to draw him in closer to Baron.
Yeah, you're pulling him back to the party so Baron can get a clean shot. Lork.
Lork is going to. He's going to move into position and get a clear shot at the front guy. So since he has to move, he can only take one shot. Miss. Right past him.
All right. Now, Barry Connick Jr.
I'm just
going to tell him to stay. I'm afraid he's going to die.
I have...
like everything else I've loved.
yeah, what a baby. Yeah. Stop being such a baby.
It's because everyone you know and love has died.
Yeah, boo-hoo. Get over it.
Move on.
Move on with your life. Be a man.
Oh my God.
Barry is going to continue to hold, but he's going to come closer to me.
Okay. Rousing combat move by Baron. I didn't know you taught it follow. All right, Baron, you're up.
Heal.
Baron is going to use a grit point to quick clear his weapon as a move action, free action, swift reload it after clearing it. So you can see him kind of turning his gun over and clearing it out and then reloading it.
Right, because if you don't clear it and misfire again,
it explodes. We've seen how that happens.
The last gun in Galarian.
The Terminator 2 thing where he like flips it around on the motorcycle.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I really needed as a mount, a motorcycle.
Yeah.
It's very dwarven.
I've seen Terminator 2.
That was a good movie.
That's a good movie too.
And
I don't know.
It's the same era.
I saw it like recently too.
Yeah, it was the same year.
Same year, isn't it?
I think.
What, you mean you saw Terminator 2 for the first time recently?
Just a few years ago.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Aaron is going to then...
Unfrozen caveman DM.
I'm just a DM.
Your modern movies frighten and confuse me.
Your modern movies frighten and confuse me.
Baron, Della has drawn it closer to you. It is now within your up close and deadly range. Quick clear of the gun. What are you doing?
He's going to get up close and deadly. He's going to shoot at him. 26 to hit.
26 hits.
Do it, Baron. Take it down.
Oh,
that feels good.
That is 25 points of damage.
Oh, my God. Baron's loading flare cartridges, trying to hit, misfire, quick clears the gun, fires away, kills the first ogre.
Right in the fucking forehead.
Oh, yes.
All right.
That's awesome.
And it was very quiet.
But if an ogre falls in a courtyard and nobody can hear it, does it actually fall?
All right.
Now.
Oh, my God. That felt great.
That's awesome.
Grip point back.
Good point.
In the commotion of this.
Oh, shit. Oh yeah, of course. Oh,
shit.
Yeah, of course.
It goes right after Barry Connick Jr.
You hear a rousing above you.
Speak for yourself. I don't know what you're into. Oh, come on, man. No.
Oh, pure death. No.
That was 22 points of damage. I'm sorry. Still dead?
Still dead.
Okay, good.
And exploded. Sure enough, the hill giant atop there wakes up. But because of Galabras' silence, it is not acting this round. It is just drowsily waking up.
But we notice it.
And you guys hear it moving around up there. Three ogres left. One of them, the one in the middle, completely silent. The other two are fully aware, no silence. And then you've got a hill giant atop these middle buildings that you don't know about, waking up, and it is the ogre's turn. They just continue to close the distance because they don't have the movement speed to get all the way up there. But they are now making a very tight bottleneck situation in the courtyard. It always looked bigger on the map until you put these giant creatures out here.
Yeah.
But yeah, they are ineffectual at this point. You guys played it smart by Della going in there and doing a little vanish, check out the situation, then you guys pulling back, and now you're saying, come to us.
It's so
come
important with these giants to keep our distance as long as we can, I think.
Very smart, yeah.
Because they just do insane burst damage.
Right.
You know, the swings of those. What do they have? They have
great
clubs?
Great clubs, yeah.
Great clubs. I mean,
that's the thing that almost killed Galabras. Those giant, the hill giants outside had a great club. They could swing twice.
Yeah, it just...
All right. One ogre dead, but a new combatant is about to enter the fray. It is now Galabras' turn.
I'm going to reload my crossbow, fire again at the one closest to me. Looks like a female.
Nice.
20.
20 hits.
7 damage.
7 nice. Points of damage!
I thought it was 8. Aren't you point blank?
Sorry, it is 8.
8 points of damage. All right, Galabras, really working that crossbow pretty well.
Yeah.
All right, round...
Better than Lork at any rate.
3. It is Della's turn. I have yet to sit down this entire episode. I'm liking this. All right, Della, what are you going to do?
Della's going to spell combat. From her position of safety right now, she's going to cast Shocking Grasp on her scimitar.
Oh, I'm nervous.
5-foot step in and swing at the silent ogre.
5-foot step in, swing at the silent guy in the middle.
Critical threat.
Oh! Is it still keened?
It's still keened.
Oh,
yeah, he rolled a natural 16.
So it's a 22 to hit. It's
definitely a hit.
So I roll to confirm.
Roll to confirm.
Does not confirm.
Shit!
All right, but still, Shocking Grasp.
Shocking Grasp. Oh, man, this ogre is screwed.
Oh, man.
So if it was a crit, would the Shocking Grasp have been doubled also, or would it just be the weapon damage?
I have no idea.
I think Shocking Grass counts the same way as precision damage.
Yeah, I think if you read it, I think it does not get doubled.
Needless to say, this thing is about to be...
And don't forget the actual weapon damage, too.
Right.
29 points of damage.
You kill the ogre.
Yeah!
Oh my God! You outright kill in one shot the ogre.
It hits the ground.
All right, the two silent ogres are dead. But you know who isn't silent? Della! Lork.
Lork, noticing what's happening here, seeing that Della's got it under control, is going to look up, t- turn to the sky and fire three arrows at the hill giant that's on top of the roof.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
He turns, draws back, and doesn't aim very well. And miss. Shoots over in the sky, deeper into the fort. 22 to hit.
22.
On the second shot.
Hits.
7 points of damage.
7 points of damage.
Third shot, 21.
Hits.
Yeah. Natty 19.
Oh, no. Crack that.
4 points of damage.
All right, so roll a perception check.
Perception. 26.
All right, your 26 perception. You've seen Della one shot. One of these guys. You see Baron, boom, kill it with its gun after Della softened it up. And those guys went down pretty easy. After Lork softened it up. You just went, boom, boom, hit it with two arrows, and it looks completely unfazed.
Ugh.
Definitely did damage, but you just know that these hill giants are a lot more badass than these ogres, which is why, most likely, the ogres were subjugated by the orcs and the hill giants before everything went to shit.
I apologize. There's an additional 8 damage, because it's a giant, my favorite enemy.
All right.
Oh!
So it's four for each arrow.
I take back everything I said. It looks really hurt.
It's dead.
It immediately dies and falls off the tower. I forgot the
favorite enemy.
Onto Galabras.
Now, I'm assuming Barry Connick Jr. is going to rush up the stairs and charge after the hill giant on top of the building? provoking 9 attacks of opportunity.
No, he is not.
It's a good suggestion.
I will tell him to attack one of the ogres that's on the ground close to us.
Okay, you've seen that they're not as scary as they appear to be, so you're going to send...
Actually, you know what? I'm going to ready an action. I'm going to tell him to attack basically right after Baron fires.
Attack after Baron fires.
Yeah.
Interesting tactic. Well, it is Baron's turn.
Okay, so in the interest of having defensive training against giants and having my AC buffed a bit against his attacks, I'm going to get up close with him, and I'm going to double move 40 feet to get on the first level of the stairs from where I am.
Baron is making his way upstairs. I wonder if this has anything to do with the fact that he just heard that his family, that he thought was his family, was perhaps murdered by giants. Maybe he just...
Settle the score.
Maybe he just hates giants. Barry Connick Jr., moving in initiative order.
Well, I readied the action for him shooting the gun, and he didn't, so can I still go? Or?
Back to lame old Barry Connick Jr.?
It's up to you. I'll send him in.
No, I mean, you readied an action.
Based on a condition that didn't happen.
That didn't happen, so... Yeah, you can still act.
Okay.
He just moves in the initiative order.
Okay, then I will... I'll send him in.
All right, send Barry in. Barry just knocked you
over. He's so excited actually to fight.
So the ogre will swing down at Barry.
He provokes an attack of opportunes.
The whole reason why you didn't want to do it in the first place, it swings his great club.
Oof.
And hits. 24 to hit.
Okay.
This is the first one that's been hit.
And I will bolster him. Be like,
Barry, you can take it.
Okay, so it still hits, but it's going to do half damage because of Bolster Companion.
Yeah, half damage.
Okay. Oh, man, I rolled a 1 and a 2.
Sweet.
On 2d8s.
Oh, wow.
So
2d8.
Oh, God.
10 points of damage.
It's 2d8. Halved.
Yeah, halved is 5.
That's like minimum damage.
Minimum damage. Maximum damage is going to be 23 points of damage. And it's an unnamed creature, so if it crits, it's going to be 46 points of damage.
All right,
just letting you know, these guys, if they crit, it's going to get ugly.
Yeah, character death. All right, he's going to power attack bite the ogre. 16.
16 misses.
All right. All right, Barry, you gave it a shot.
The power attack, that's what did it.
Yeah, power attack.
Straight up bite.
Yeah.
Nice try.
I'm trying to picture what a power attack bite is. It's like,
I mean, yeah.
You're giving up accuracy for a more ferocious bite. I like that. Okay. Hill giant's turn. Now it's ready. It picks up one of the large rocks next to it and just boom, hurls it down at Lork.
Oof.
10 to hit.
Yeah! Lork deftly steps out of the way.
Smashes into the wall behind him.
Slowly waking up, just boom, shatters on the keep. And
makes no sound.
And makes no sound. All right, ogre time. We got two ogres left and the hill giant. The ogre that's standing in front of Barry Connick Jr. swings again. hits.
Okay.
You use bolster again.
Well, what was it? What was the hit?
It is a 23 to hit.
That is a hit.
Okay, it's going to be 13 points of damage with a great club. Just boom!
Okay, and I'll have that.
Okay. How does bolster command? Where you just do it as much as you want, or is it tick away?
I have to look, but it's either 4 or 5 times a day I can do it.
Oh, it's something. Yeah, okay.
It's a limited.
It really makes no sense as an ability.
Immediate action.
But it's totally necessary for an animal companion.
And then the other one comes up and swings at Della. None of the heroes have been hit. And it misses Della! These guys wasted their energy torturing an orc. And it is now Galabras' turn.
I'm going to step up. Let's see. I'm going to step up within 10 feet of the ogre that's fighting Barry.
Uh-huh.
Dropping my crossbow and drawing the hammer.
The hammer.
And in it, chaw.
Chong, 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 chong.
Chong, 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 chong. Oh, if he crits, I can't wait to see
this. Oh, nice. I know. And I'll swing 20 to hit.
20 to hit hits. Oh, wait, no, it doesn't hit. Wait.
Yeah, it does.
It does hit. Sorry. I'm all excited. So you hit with the hammer of Escroc. Okay. Boom.
Nice. 10 points of damage.
10 points of damage.
Nice.
All right. It's hammer time. All right, round 4. You guys are doing pretty well. Barry is the only one taking a licking, and he keeps on ticking. Della, what do you do?
Della's going to swing her flaming scimitar.
Della is faced with 2 ogres.
Miss. Or 12.
And you were swinging at the one that came up on
the
you
one
now
that swung
that Barry's in the way. Yeah, that's a miss.
And then 5 foot step back.
5 foot step back. Okay, keep drawing them back into that corridor. Yeah. Draw them away from safety. Lork, you're up.
Lork is not going to let Barry in there alone. He's going to drop the bow and do a charge at the ogre that's closest to him.
The new
drawing,
one. The one that just came up from the back.
Drawing.
Okay.
The Gorum's Thorn, the great sword, off his back. Runs up.
And we know that this does powers if it crits as well. It gives you the option to trip for free.
Right.
But
that's
if you
right,
fail,
right.
You fall prone.
And he will do a power attack.
Oh, so charge.
Charging
drawing
power
Gorum's
attack.
Thorn, power attack.
Charging power attack.
I like it.
Natural 20.
Get out of here.
Yes.
Oh. Get out of here.
Yes.
No.
Yes, yes.
Holy shit. That's
whoa.
Awesome.
Confirm okay. That. Wow. That's insane. All right. So roll to confirm.
It's like so max excited. I don't know what to do.
Max damage.
I don't think I've ever seen the 20 on this die.
I know. It's so weird.
It looks good. It looks real good.
I didn't have one.
All right. To confirm, 24 to confirm.
Confirmed.
Oh. Yes.
Right.
Card.
All right.
Card.
So you get a card. You're going to do damage, and then you have the possibility to unlock up these powers of Gorum's Thorn.
Oh, wow.
Wow, God. Do you remember what they were?
I remember about the trip thing, but that already came with it, or?
Yeah, I think you get the option. And the reason you get the option is because if it fails, I think you fall prone. But you may just outright murder it with the damage.
So the crit is severed tendon, normal damage, and 1d6 dex damage.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's going to make its AC
max damage.
Garbage.
It's max damage. Right? No.
Yeah,
no.
You rolled a 20.
No, because we that's
if
you don't confirm.
That's if you
unconfirmed
confirm it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too shabby though for the damage. He does
power attack.
Yeah, 19 points of damage on the
19
swing.
19 points of damage on the swing. Okay, roll the dex damage.
Oh, right. Dex damage is 4 points of dex.
Woo!
Damage. Severed a tendon.
Nice.
Its dex is so bad. Its dex is so bad. It was already like just a lumbering ogre, and now it has the lowest dex I've ever seen.
Tendonless slow.
-2 to its AC.
So you know what? I think, but Lork provokes, actually.
Yeah.
Charging up. Okay.
Before that event.
So unless it kills you, I'll allow all this to go through. But here's the thing. I'll roll that, and then you can let you decide if you want to do Gorum's Thorn's power. So it is a +1 keen greatsword. You know that. You gain an additional ability. When you confirm a crit against any creature with a giant subtype, you can attempt to trip that target as a free action without provoking an attack of opportunity and ignoring any size restrictions related to the target. But if the trip attempt fails by 10 or more, you're knocked prone.
Oh, it's got to fail by 10
or more. So I'm going to roll its attack of opportunity against
you. Okay, yeah, yeah.
The trip doesn't provoke. That's a separate thing.
So okay.
It's going to, it saw you coming and it just, batter up, boom, tries to swing at Lork. 22 to hit Lork.
That hits.
It hits Lork. Boom, 14 points of damage. But not before Lork answers back with 19 points of damage.
And a severed tendon.
And a severed tendon. And are you going to attempt to trip it?
I'm definitely going to attempt to trip it.
I like it. Bold.
He severs a tendon in his leg.
Yeah.
And he tries to pull him down with it. Oh, God. 13.
13 does not trip it, but you do not fall prone.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
I like it.
It's a good move.
You like slice its tendon, then you try to like sweep its leg out from under.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. But he got slipped up.
I mean,
didn't work.
Imagine if you're fighting like some bosses later, and you roll to trip some boss.
So I can, only roll to trip on a confirmed crit.
On a confirmed crit.
Got it. Okay.
But it's a free thing without provoking, which is amazing when you're fighting giants.
God, if that was successful, this thing would just go boof, onto the ground. Be
changes
easy
everything.
Target.
You guys are holding your own though, right now.
Barry Connick Jr.
Oh, it's not Barry's turn, it's Baron's.
Oh, that's
Barry
right, moved he moved. That's right, you're right.
Nice try.
Baron moves 20 feet closer towards the giant.
All right, so Baron's going upstairs. Dunk, 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 dunk. Giant is around the corner in this little area here. You want to try and take a little shot?
Yeah, he's still 30 feet away, which is outside of my touch AC resolving area, but I'm going to take one shot.
Okay, and it doesn't, even though it's around the corner, it's a giant creature, it's not blocked, so you have a clean shot, and it's not going to get a cover or anything. Partial cover.
Ooh,
regular
on,
AC.
Headshot.
Natural
20.
Back-to-back crits.
Natural 20.
All right. Wow. Confirm it.
With a gun.
Oh!
19 to confirm.
Confirmed. Wait.
Natural 19.
You rolled a 19.
Oh, natural 19?
Yeah.
Confirmed. Wow. All right. So, this is going to probably kill the hill giant.
I would think so.
So bludgeoning and piercing, and you get...
standard.
I'm going to choose piercing damage.
All right. If it says double damage, you get four times
four.
Times
yeah.
four.
Double damage.
Oh, man.
And target is poisoned. Finally. Treat as green blood oil. I don't know what that is.
we'll look that up. In the meantime, times four damage with this bullet.
37 times 4 is 28.
28 points of damage.
Shot to the face.
Boom! Yeah, it definitely hit it right in its cheek.
Yeah.
A bullet shot to the cheek.
Nice.
I mean, I can't tell
you now.
I can't tell you how huge that is because this giant has serious hit points and you just took a major chunk out of them.
Fortitude save.
Fortitude save from the hill giant. Very fortuitous giant.
Yeah.
Rolled low though. 15.
Saved.
Okay. So it is not poisoned.
Wait.
Does it automatically get poisoned?
Wouldn't it be
it
a 19?
It doesn't say there's a save.
Oh, okay. Tom, I was just looking at green blood oil.
There's no save.
So there's no save once a round on its turn for four rounds, one con damage.
Whoa.
So it's going to lose a hit point every round.
Yeah.
It's going to lose.
It says cure one save. So I don't know if you get a save in subsequent rounds, but.
What does the card say for the crit? Poison as if.
Yeah, it's
treat as green blood oil.
Okay, so it's at least going to be poisoned for one round.
Okay.
And then it'll roll the save next time to try and stop the con damage. Huge! Huge salvo by
Baron.
Because
usually the save DC is the result of the confirmation roll, right?
Which was 19.
Which he rolled a 19.
So. Right, but it's the save of the poison itself.
Acts as green blood oil.
But it's...
Those DCs don't change. Like, poison's DCs don't, like... They just don't change.
Right.
They don't
go
up as you go up in level, you know.
Great job, Baron. Now it's Barry Connick Jr.
Barry Connick Jr.
Should have left deadly aim on.
We'll do full attack action, power attack, claw bite. The old fashioned claw bite. And hope that he doesn't die. Okay, so first claw, natural one.
Oh, no.
So I'll see if he confirms 17 on the confirmation.
No fumble.
Okay, no fumble. Second claw, miss.
Gah,
swipe. Can't get any skin.
Claw bite.
And then bite. Nope, miss.
Oh,
14.
Man, it's everybody's day
so
except
hard.
Barry's.
Yeah, he just can't. Well, I haven't trained him enough in combat. I'm holding him back too much.
The giant. blood gushing out of its cheekbone. Oh. You can see parts of its jawbone sticking out. Grabs a rock.
Takes con damage before it does.
Takes con damage and boom! Throws a rock at Baron. 18 to hit.
That is a miss.
Yeah. The rock sails past your head and whew, lands on the giant you guys killed on patrol. Miles away. And it takes another point of damage, and it takes con damage. It will attempt to save on the poison and fails on the save of the
poison.
Yeah,
all right.
It will continue to be poisoned. Ogre number two. Man, it's gonna have to attack Barry. Barry's right there.
Yep.
I blame myself for forcing you into this combat. 17 to hit Barry.
That is a miss.
That is a miss. Because you bolstered, or it's...
No, it's AC is
straight
18.
Straight up miss. Yeah. Okay, and then the other one goes after Lork. Lork stepped in front of Della, protecting this young girl, which means Della's as good as dead. 19 to hit Lork.
Hits.
Boom! Hits Lork with the Great Club. Another 14 points of damage. So Lork's taken 28 points of damage in the past two rounds from this creature. Yeesh. They're starting to... It's almost like they're doing better now that their numbers have dwindled. And it is Galabras' turn.
I'm going to swing again.
Galabras now the wielding hammer. The hammer.
Oh, nice, nice. 26 to hit.
Hits!
Nice.
Is symbol that, of Minderhall.
Wait, is that a crit?
No, it's a natural 20 and times 3.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice.
14 damage.
Dead! Wow!
Yeah, right.
Galabras just boom! I want to see Galabras crit with this so bad to see an ogre shrink to a medium-sized ogre.
That would have been a little anticlimactic since I killed it anyway.
Boom! Dead! Yeah, as you kill it,
it'll be so much easier to bury. It'll be really small for 20 minutes.
That's great.
All right, round 5. All that's left is the hill giant and this last ogre that is.
Oh, and I shrinked it back down as a swift action.
Joom, 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 joom. Okay. Yeah. Is the one that's been beaten up on Lork. Della, what are you going to do?
5-foot step in, swing with the flaming scimitar.
Take it out, Della. Take it out!
Critical threat.
Strike it! Get out of here!
Well, it's a keen scimitar.
Well, I rolled a natural 19, so it would have been regardless. Okay.
This one, has this one been hit yet?
Thank God you're using that D20 your students didn't give you.
14 to confirm.
14 does not confirm. Is this the one you crit?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, wait, so...
14 does confirm.
14 still doesn't confirm because it lost 2 to its AC.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't do max damage unless it's a 20.
So right. Yeah, unconfirmed exactly. 20s, yeah.
So this is just regular flaming and scimitar damage.
Right.
13 points of damage.
13 points of damage. All right. It is almost dead. Do you have another attack?
No.
Okay. Lork.
Lork is going to attack with Gormstorn.
Okay.
Twice. Swoop. Swoop. And actually add his favorite enemy bonus this time. I cannot believe I keep forgetting this. All right. First swing. 26 to hit.
Hits.
And this is power attack, by the way. And he does 20 points of damage.
And it dies.
Nice.
Boom. You still got another swing. You want to give Della a whipping?
I'll attack Barry.
Put him out of his misery.
Bad bear. Bad bear.
All right. Now, since I didn't actually end up using my full attack, I'm going to move toward the hill giant. Try to move to the steps.
So to go help Baron out.
Actually, I'm going to enact the ability of my
your shirt.
Quick runner shirt
yeah.
that I've never used
oh,
once.
Oh, that's what go. You got way back in the Tomb of Uskroth.
Right, so once per day, I get an extra move action to move. So I'll do a double move, basically, even though I already swung this round.
Okay.
60 feet.
And I'll tell Barry to follow me.
All right. Fair enough.
You can move more than that, Kane. Didn't you just move 40?
40 feet.
Oh, right.
Oh, your so armor. Baron's going, excuse me, Lork is going the other way around. So
yeah.
You're going to try and flank this hill giant.
Exactly.
Baron, you're up. Took a big chunk out of his cheek. He's hurting.
Baron's just going to move forward within 20 feet of him, so probably 3 squares. And
okay.
He's going to fire at him again.
All right.
That is against touch AC, hold on. 15 against touch.
Hits.
Yeah.
You're going to want to kill this thing if you can. Because it's probably tired of throwing rocks.
Oh,
that
right.
That is 12 points of damage.
12 points of damage. All right, still very much alive.
This thing is tough.
A big, beefy giant. I mean, you guys have fought now. Is this your second hill giant you fought?
The patrol one. Yeah,
you hadn't fought another hill giant that I can remember off the top of my head.
Yeah.
All right, do you have another attack, Baron? Or no, you moved.
You're right.
All right, Barry Connick Jr.
He's following Lork.
Following Lork along. All right, the hill giant steps up and swings its great club at Baron. 25 to hit.
That barely confirms, but can he stand on the 5 feet worth of railing?
Yeah, it's not drawn to scale. So 25 to hit, hits Baron with the great club. Whoop, 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 boom! 23 points of damage.
Oof. Oof.
This guy is of the same ilk that almost killed Galabras. Boom! And now that's the last guy that's left in my hold. That makes things a lot easier for me. Galabras, you're up.
Galabras is about to make it easier for you.
Yeah, I just looked it up, and I thought it was 5 total rounds a day that I can use the armor, but it's once per day I can use it for 5 rounds. So I don't shrink. I instead cast fly on myself.
Giant Galabras.
Man, when Gormley died, I was like, I hope one of these guys can fly, because it's so cool. Flying Galabras is back. Round 6, sure. Della, you've seen, you've done... You helped get this all started. You drew all these guys back here and then started critting, helping your buddies. Now they're going up to take up this other combatant. What are you going to do?
Della is going to double move after... she's going to go up the same way Lork is going to.
All right, so you're following Lork and Barry Connick Jr. Double move. You're probably a little faster, so you might... You're at least going to catch up with them.
I can get 60 feet.
Lork, I'm assuming you just keep making your way up there.
Did you make the giant take his other con point of damage?
I didn't.
You should do that.
It's going to take another point, and then it's going to roll to save. This time it saved on the poison, but the damage is done. It's taken 3 points of con damage.
Did you lower his fortitude save because of his less in constitution?
Yeah,
I didn't. But I rolled a clean 14 on the die. So, but that's good to know next time you guys cast something where it has to roll a fortitude save. But Baron, you have a chance to kill it right here.
So Baron is going to take a 5-foot step back from him.
5-foot step back.
And he's going to do something he's never done before.
Uh-oh.
What?
He's going to get up close and deadly. But you may have remembered that I crafted a double-barreled gun, which has 2 triggers, which can be pulled at the same time to fire 2 bullets up close and deadly at him.
Oh.
What's the penalty? What's the drawback of doing this? Why have you waited so long?
Oh, it's -4.
Oh, it's a -4 to hit.
But since he's a giant, I should probably still be able to get him with touch AC.
Yeah.
And you have your bonus, right? Because
he's a giant.
A giant.
Oh, that's just AC.
That's AC. I just have hatred against him.
Oh, okay.
All right. Just don't misfire, Baron.
Natural 19.
Oh, you hit it! Ba-boom! Can't even imagine.
That is 16 points of damage, followed by
2 bullets.
Oh, Max!
Oh shit!
That's plus 23 points of damage. So 16 and then 23.
So 39 points of damage.
Its next action was to swing the great club twice at Baron.
Oh!
It has huge numbers to hit and does huge damage, but it doesn't matter because Baron kills it in one shot! Yeah! Boom! Nice!
Yeah. All right!
Nice!
Woo! Oh, nice!
Wow! Holy crap! I'm so excited!
And that made a lot of noise.
Oh, it did!
It did! Shit.
Good job, man! You talk about a combat that the team needed. You killed 4 ogres and a hill giant, and now Baron is atop this building. In the middle of the courtyard, you don't know what's going on in there. Lork and Della and Barry are coming up around, trying to close the distance, but now they'll probably stop. I don't know if they'll continue. And Galabras is flying. Just beyond where the hill giant fell, Baron, you see stairs leading down into this middle building.
Okay.
Maybe something to just remember for next time, because there are doors from the courtyard that lead into these middle buildings, but now you see a staircase leading down.
That might be a good means of attack. Or a Rainbow Six style, both doors kick down, flashbang action. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, brah.
And now the, just past the entrails of the dismembered orc, it is now a seemingly clear entrance to the bell tower. What do you do? I'd like flying Galabras to speak first.
I fly up to where Baron is, pick him up, and fly him over to the bell tower.
And just drop him.
Yeah.
3d6 falling damage. Yeah. All right, what are you guys thinking?
I want to do a perception check up where the hell giant was. Just to see if what's up there.
Sure, I'll do that.
Anything too. Interesting. 24.
30.
30, all right. So Baron gets there, is already there, so he's checking things out. Lork's like, let me help. Baron's like, I got this. So you see there's like three boulders left up there, precariously placed in what would have been a pyramid. From this vantage point up here, you have a great look into the inner courtyard and the outer bailey, which is, had you come in the front way through the east, you see that. There's nothing of note up there. Like, there's no
magical armor.
There's no magical armor. There's no items or anything. But you do get a view of the bailey that you wouldn't see. Off to your right, you see a kennel. And it looks like there are three direwolves inside of the kennel.
Those are fun. They're really just mistreated, though. They're like pit bulls, you know? Mm-hmm. They just need to be trained correctly.
That's the right side of the, whatchamacallit, the outer bailey. So it's basically the other side of the courtyard. You see a kennel. To the left is where the crumbled wall is that you saw when you were atop the bell tower, and it was on your original map, so they've never fixed that. You would think probably back when Harkus Blockade fell, this is maybe how the orcs got in, how they eventually took things over. They destroyed this, and then they just never had a dwarf to fix their walls. Looking forward, you can see where the barbican is. You can even kind of see into the bear pit from your vantage point, or at least you have a sense of where it is. And you see ogrekins patrolling the top of an area that is sort of between you and the barbican. You see some ogrekin like coming up and looking around, like, where is that noise coming from?
I hide from them.
Okay.
I duck.
Yeah.
Bear. Sure, me too.
Duck. So you see that. They don't see you, but they're looking around, like, where the hell is that noise coming?
So I think
these are the same weird deformed creatures you fought in the bell tower.
From a metagaming perspective.
I already don't like this question.
I would say that I'm saying that I think the best course of action is to talk to the spirit and see if there's anything he can help us with before anyone comes attack us. But that's just me. And Barry and
we also don't know that he won't attack us.
Right. And Barry and I need massive healing. Barry and Baron.
Della, what are you doing? Because you may not have, once you saw the giant fall.
Once I see Lork run up, I think Della is just kind of like, she has a scimitar at the ready. She's like, her long arm is still out. She's just like making sure there's no attacks are coming from any direction.
Right. Yeah, you seems to be safe. So right now you're atop there, Baron. You see a staircase leading down into these middle buildings. You've got the drawbridge down, the platform up leading into the upper level of the keep, and now a free passageway towards
so many choices.
The bell tower.
Now
you know that there's
is the orc patrolling that on they were torturing dead? Has he bled out and died?
In the time of this battle, he's dead.
Okay.
Search the body?
Find three gold pieces.
What do you think? I vote bell tower.
I do. Me too.
That's obviously there are four ogres between us and it, so from a metagame standpoint, hopefully it'll be fun.
Lork starts limping back down the stairs, bloodied, to head towards the bell tower. And do you want to pop a channel?
A lot of us are hurt. Yeah, I can do that.
Pop a channel. Pop I like channel. That.
8, and I'll do it again. 12.
Awesome. 20 points of healing.
Do you have any charges left on that wand?
I do. One hit. hold on.
We're fighting ogres and giants, man. I'm not trying to be that. I will tell you not to rub it in. Della took no points of damage in that combat. You were barely targeted.
No points.
You were barely targeted.
Wow.
Because of the long arm and because you missed so horribly when you tried to hit me.
Yep, and Barry Connick Jr. jumped in the middle of what would have been hits against you.
Thank you. Yeah. I feel better.
Thanks, so Barry. You can thank Barry for that one. I'm sorry, Matthew. I wanted to attack you, but Barry got in the way.
Waste of shield.
All right, you guys make your way over to the bell tower?
Yes.
So the door is leading into the bell tower. Well, now that you're over there, as you walk past this dismembered orc, you see they ravaged it. You know, they were slowly torturing it, pulling off its limbs. It still has one of its arms attached, and one of its legs is still attached, but it's like half attached. So it died a horrible death. You get over to the bell tower, and now that you're there, as you start walking close, you notice there's a bunch of shit in front of the doors. So sure enough, right when you're there, you see that the doors have been barricaded from the outside.
Okay. All right.
Bunch of just makeshift barricades.
Right. On the trying tower. To keep... How long? Let's go in there.
Yeah.
How long would it take us to clear it?
Where you're out of combat, you could do it in a minute.
8 hours of work.
All right.
8 hours of work.
Let's do it. I think it's going to be kind of like... I mean, even though that guy was crazy, Moss Moon, I think that all the spirits we're encountering were fucked up by orcs. So even though they might be hostile... These aren't orcs now, but they might be more sympathetic towards humans or humanoids.
We also convened with his descendant.
Yeah.
Right.
So
did Calrion give you anything? Besides the map? I thought she maybe gave us like a symbol of the Blix family or something.
And you know that Droja, if what she's saying is true, has had communion with the spirit and spoke to the spirit of you.
Okay.
So if it is not a vengeful spirit, it knows you're coming.
Yeah.
Possibly. Right. But so you want to remove the barricade?
Yeah, Lord will start lifting and moving the pieces away.
Start piling it away. And as you're pulling like a chair and a table and everything out, you see... there's writing on the door in bright red letters. Looks like it's been painted in blood. And anybody that speaks giant or orc among you, which is probably all of you except Della, it says, keep out, vengeful spirit inside.
It's like Walking Dead.
You literally just said, unless it's a vengeful spirit. You knew.
I did.
Oh, that's a creepy image. Is it blood or red paint?
Blood.
Oh.
This is just like Walking Dead. It's the first issue or the first episode. Dead inside.
Can I do a quick heel check to see what kind of blood it is?
No.
Okay. Okay, all right.
What's the blood type? All right.
Negative.
Lork.
Negative. Blood type is philosophy.
Lork is going to... Lork is... Get out. Lurk is going to look back at everybody, make sure everybody's good to go, armed, ready. He's got Gorm's thorn out, and he's going to slowly open the door, peer inside.
Door creaks. Dust falls from the hinges like it hasn't been opened in a long, long time. Like a Dark Souls door. You open it, and it reveals what Baron assumed all along, a chapel. Faded white paint just peeling off of the walls. They're coated in a thick, thick layer of dust. The chamber is vaulted inside, so it's a much higher ceiling than when you were dealing with upstairs. When you came through the well, all those ceilings were like 10 feet tall. This one has a nice vaulted chamber. There's several pews in really good condition, still sturdy, sitting in perfect rows facing west. So facing the way you guys climbed over the wall to get to the sewer grate. And there is a simple altar sitting in the back upon a marble dais. Behind the altar is a statue that Galabras immediately recognizes as a statue of Desna.
Whoa. Holy shit.
A beautiful, you know, butterfly-esque woman.
Yeah.
Holding...
Star knife?
A star knife.
Yeah.
Desna's thorn.
It just seems to be standing vigil there against the eastern wall. There is a tangible sense of calm pervading the entire room. Which is, after that huge battle you just fought, you can feel, you can taste the calm.
Mm. Yeah. And I'm definitely emboldened by the sight of the goddess here.
Mm.
Lork walks in. Okay. Does a perception check. For traps. 15 perception.
25.
Looking around the pews, looking to the walls, the ceiling.
Or 23, sorry.
Guys are looking around. It's just iconography that is all butterfly-esque. And, you know, you guys that have been around Galabras long enough know what's going on here, knows that this is indeed a chapel of Desna.
I turn to Galabras and I say, this is a holy place for you, isn't it?
It is. I feel very much at home here.
I think I'm going to follow your lead on this one, brother.
Good idea.
Excellent choice.
So what are you guys doing? Are you just kind of walking around?
Lork is approaching the altar, walking up the middle of the pews, and like I said, looking around, waiting.
Della is sticking close to Galabras. She's got her scimitar out, just kind of like guarding him, but following his lead.
I'm looking.
And I have my fingers around my holy symbol.
I'm looking for secret doors
everywhere.
I'm just walking around the perimeter, waiting for you to tell me to roll a check.
Right. Yeah. No. You don't see any secret doors. But you know, it seems like you guys are being pretty reverent.
Yeah.
As you're walking around.
I smash the altar with Gorm's sword,
and I piss on it. Piss on it.
I take my hat off.
Ooh.
Put it on my chest.
Wow.
I like that.
If I can get up, not onto the altar, but kind of in front of it, he'll stop there and kind of look around, wait for Galabras' cue or what he wants to do. This is his scene.
And
what to do in a church.
The standard catechism of Desna worship, call to dream. I recite it.
You recite it.
Yeah.
And just as you finish it, as all of you are standing reverently in this ancient church, a ghostly apparition appears behind the altar of a young man, probably in his 30s, with the holy symbol of Desna on his chest. And he says, welcome, follower of the great dreamer. You and your companions are most welcome. My name is Fabian Blix, and we have much to discuss next week.
Oh! Fuck you, ghost! Wait!
I apologize for my language.
Sorry, I thought you were Troy.
Roll for initiative.